This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Thunder.
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 Oh, hold on. I might have a thunder thing. Hold on. Here it is.
Thunder.
Thunder, da, da, thunder. Thunder is this hour's code word. Text the word thunder, THUNDER, to 72881. That's the number, 72881. Text it by the end of the hour. You got a chance at $1,000. One lucky national winner gets paid. Message and data rates apply. Thunder is this hour's code word. It's 8K a day. That means we do this 8 times a day, starting at 9 a.m. So next hour, new code word. You get an hour to put it in. And then remember to answer your phone when they call you. It's going to say unknown caller. Did we know somebody told us what it shows up as? Somewhere in Florida, right?
Well, someone told us a Florida number, but then someone also said 800 number.
Oh.
So,
listen,
I just don't know.
You entered a contest. Pick up your phone.
Pick up your damn phone.
Yeah.
Pick it up all day.
Durr.
Scam likely.
Hey, I wanted to mention, because I was just looking at Instagram, and our guy Vaughn,
yeah.
Vaughn Doe Wizard on Instagram, put up a post about the Nationals. And
oh.
I forgot. He's a DC guy.
Guy. I forgot about that, too.
What
so,
did he say?
He's got his cap on.
He just was
That's
saying,
That's funny.
You know, he's got to be thrilled, right?
I'm sure.
Hey.
Yeah, he's nodding.
Thumbs up. You got a gig this week?
Get in here.
Oh, he said no.
Gig. No gig. All right, good.
Rest, Vaughn.
Rest, Vaughn. You need your rest.
Yeah. Yep.
Young one.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a few of the things you guys sent today. 408 says, what is the deal with radio.com? Well, it's easy. You get the app,
mm-hmm.
radio.com.
Yeah.
You get the app, and then you put on the Sarah and Vinny show, and then you listen to it.
Yeah,
that's actually
pretty simple.
It's the most simple deal.
All our podcasts are on there, too.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just super easy. Free app.
I have been a longtime fan of Alice Radio and of Scott Capurro, and I finally saw him Sunday at Tommy T's. Can't express how much I love his comedy. Wickedly talented.
Mm.
Anyone who says different just can't handle his edge.
Yeah!
Love you, Scott.
Nice. He said that there was a bowling league there. They didn't know really what they were buying into, but they bought like dinner and comedy.
Oh.
You know?
Oh, cute.
And they were all 75 years old, and some of them had their grandkids with them.
Scott's like for sale on Groupon or something?
Guess so.
All right.
But he hadn't been back to Pleasanton in forever, and people were really psyched to see him. A lot of our listeners were there.
Yeah.
All right.
Good.
415 says, love you all. Vinny is so obsessed with the gay lifestyle. He winds Scott up.
He
it
does.
It cracks me up. That's
really
not
does.
True. I just, I show interest in all of the peoples of the world.
Do you?
Yeah.
I feel like you pay him a lot of attention. Really specific areas of friction.
Always raising your hand.
Yeah.
Well, I'm trying to...
Like Horseshack.
Yeah.
Help ooh, him...
Pick me, Scott Capurro. Pick right. me.
Entertain the people.
Mm-hmm.
That's
mm-hmm.
all.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Alice family. Commuter here from Modesto and work at Bloom Energy. Heard you guys talking
oh, wow.
about our Bloom boxes, and we are on it for sure.
Yeah, what is going on
Love
with
you
that?
You guys for keeping my commute sane every day. Ermelinda.
Yeah, we heard about these sandboxes that were going to cure everything, and where are the sandboxes?
Save that one for me. Maybe I'll
reach
out to her and see if she could call us and we can ask her some questions.
Yeah, I want to ask some questions.
Here, I'll grab it.
What's the deal with the Bloom box?
Don't worry, I filed that. Just
no, she's got to come get it right now. Here, take Vaughn's dollar back too.
Oh no, someone said where to find the stars.
Oh yeah, on the front. Okay,
it's behind the eagle's head.
No, on the back. It said front and back though.
Yeah.
Remember
oh,
you said right there.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's them. I found
right
those.
Okay,
there's supposed to be 13 on the front too.
Okay, they sent a picture. Oh,
take it with you. Take it with you. Find them and bring them. I can't find a single star on the front.
Use your magnifying glass on your phone.
Yeah.
That's what someone said.
Way to go, Vin. Attentive dad. So sad when I see, when I'm on a walk and see parents on their phone while the kid is staring at them, waiting, waiting, still waiting.
Don't interrupt mommy on her phone.
It's a good example of a loving father. I'm trying. I'm not saying I by any means have this figured out. But I am trying. I don't want to regret. I don't want to feel like
I could have done better. All right.
Wearing me out,
Uzi,
though, for
Uzi
sure.
Has the stars on the front.
Right there.
It's supposed to be 13.
Oh, I see him.
Let me see.
Hold on. Hold on. Hold.
Are you going to write on the bill?
No, I'm gonna try and make that bigger.
Oh.
Anyway, let me do that off the air.
Okay, we'll do that later.
But I see it.
Just point at it.
Hi, gang. Good morning. Sven here, wishing you all the best. Hope to see you all soon. Loves.
Sven?
Sven.
Is that my friend Sven?
I don't know.
You have a friend Sven?
Yeah.
Well. Are you going to see him soon? Because, okay, so in the green seal over the word one, it does look like there's stars going, I mean, they look like little white dots because of my eyes, but apparently there's stars that go up and down over the little chevron design that's in there. Okay, great. I see a key in there, too, and the weights of justice.
This is funny because I actually see this differently, but someone wrote, Vinny, you make such an effort to be a good and present partner and parent. Your family is lucky to have you. Your girls will succeed with such a great dad. I think most people don't have to try as hard as me. I think most people are actually really good at being selfless. So I don't see it as something you can compliment
someone. Nobody's good
someone.
At that.
People are really fine with being selfless. I do. I think especially...
I don't know. It's hard to do. I mean, it's hard to do in a prolonged thing. Like raising kids takes forever.
Yeah,
it takes years and years. And it's, you know, some days you're there and present, and some days you got to give yourself a break. And I'm watching you.
I'm trying.
Selfish
I'm not,
person like anybody is.
I'm more selfish, believe
We're
me.
We're all selfish,
my knee jerk is, but what about me?
Well, then I think you're working extra hard to
Yeah, that's what I mean, though. It shouldn't be this hard. It should be easier.
No, it's not easy. It was never going to be easy.
Hey, I'm not distracted at work, he says as he texts his morning show while at work.
Yeah.
My normal route home is by the new Star Refinery.
Oh.
It's about an hour and a half with traffic, 45 minutes without. Last night, it took me 3.5 hours to get home as I was crossing Highway 37. You could see the gigantic orange flames at the refinery from 15 miles away.
Oh, my God.
Scary.
Yeah, that's some of that footage is just jaw-dropping. So dramatic.
Vinny, yes, I would take the baby to kindergarten age back in a second. My stepdaughter's 15, which in itself is a struggle for us all. We also have a second and fourth grader. So much more time is devoted to all their schoolwork and after school sports activities. It doesn't get easier. It just gets different set of struggles.
Mm.
And now they talk back.
Yeah. Mm.
That's hard. You know, when they start really coming at you and questioning you and making sense sometimes, and you're just like, I'm not getting in an argument with you because then I've already lost.
How do I answer that?
Because I said so.
You guys are so naive.
Yeah, we are. We know. Thanks. We're young.
I guess we just don't know what's going on out there.
That's true. Thanks for noticing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
That's the whole thing?
Yeah, you're so naive. That was the end.
Okay.
I love the morning show with Sarah and Vinny. Giggles, an interesting conversation. Scott is creepy.
Oh?
Aww.
He's definitely super creepy.
Creepy. There's no
dude,
question.
For sure. That's one of the things I like most about him.
Creepiest guy. The things he'll tell you, too, you just go, oh.
Well, the things you ask him.
I don't know.
How could he not tell you? Just trying to be honest.
I don't know.
That's a good point.
I mean, you
trying
can't
to
be
ask
honest.
Him.
Don't ask questions you don't want the answer
and
to.
And he loves to shock.
Mm.
That's true.
Vinny. He's a very different person around Vinny than, you know, than he is with any one of us individually.
What are you talking about?
Like, he's just, he's like my best girlfriend when it's just me and him together. We giggle about stuff and we're fun.
I know, he's like nice and sweet and normal.
And then he's with Vinny and he becomes this like predatory sex monster.
What that? Who's failing is that?
That's yours, because you keep asking all the questions and teasing him and bringing up all the things that he, you know, you want to talk
about.
You think
I know how to tease?
I don't even know if you know how. I can tell that you're doing it on purpose, though. You just watch him. You wind him up like a top. And then we go on the air and you let him spin out of control. He's all like, he's off kilter. He's off balance. He's all flustered.
You're giving me way too much credit. I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay. Yep.
A lot of people wrote in that last line in the Friends episode. I guess it's the last line in the first episode, and it goes something like, welcome to the real world, or welcome to being an adult. It sucks, but you're going to love it.
Yeah.
So that's what that post
It does suck,
made.
And you do love it. I mean, it's tough being a kid. Be nice to be a kid for a while, though, you know? What do they say? Youth is wasted on the young? Like, yeah. I wish I could just go live like ages 5 to 10 again. You just, everything's done for you. You know, all you have to do is behave yourself and your parents will take care of everything. Thanks, Mom. I'd be so much more grateful.
No, because you'd just be the stupid little kid you were before.
Can't I have the knowledge that I have now when I go? Oh, never mind then.
We have dogs, a fence, and gate, and a gun by the bed.
Oh. Well, you're
life changed after you had a home invasion.
Oh.
It's surprisingly simple to kick in the average front door.
Yeah. And forget your side doors and your patio doors and stuff. I mean, listen, well, they actually took on the heaviest door in our house.
I know, and you know what's weird? We all have this strange comfort around glass like it's a thing.
Right. Oh, that'll keep people out.
I mean, forget about breaking. If you're going to break into somebody's house, a rock through glass is the fastest way to make that happen.
That's the way.
Meanwhile, you're like, hey, now you're in. Whoa, you're in.
It just happened.
It's so scary.
My so-called security just went poof.
Right. I wondered, too, if you threw a rock through something and waited for the alarm to go off and for everyone to calm down about it. And I don't know, do they board it up that night? If they don't, a little later that day, you're in.
Right. No, here's the trip about that, which I found out when I was looking into alarms. People get these sensors on their windows.
Mm-hmm.
So if you break the glass, but the sensors don't move, then you won't have set their alarm off. You need to have a motion detector or a glass break detector in order for that to actually set the alarm off.
Right. Mm.
So for us, we backed up everything with motion. Mm. Like you can't beat
thing
it.
About the motion, that if you have a pet, they can set them off.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep.
So does that happen a lot at your house?
There's two different settings. If you set it for
sensitive
home away, no. Home away means you've set the motion detector, and that means no one can be.
Yeah, we have that.
And if you have stay, then
we have motion detectors. I just don't know if we're right. If you're in the house, like so, your kid going downstairs to get a drink of water doesn't set it off. But if you're on vacation, any movement.
Vinny, I worked for Interstate Brands Corp. in downtown SF for 20 years. They own Wonder Bread, Hostess Cake, Columbo, and Parisian. Sad thing is they shut down the Parisian side of the business and let it die. That's one of the parts of the story. I was saying to my friend whose grandfather owned that company or started it, I was saying, then can't you get your name back and restart it?
Mm.
And that's when he said, well, the thing that we needed had been frozen in tin foil for so long that
really
when we got to it, it was no good.
Too bad they can't create a new one.
Well, people do create new sourdough things, but I guess it goes through, you know, like there are just different formulas for it.
Right.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Recipes for it?
It's so called a starter.
Yeah.
It's an alive bacteria that makes sourdough sour.
Mm.
Yeah, and this guy had the secret recipe.
Mm.
And when the company went under and they sold to this, you know,
conglomerate.
Right. Oh, well.
Mm.
Good. Oh, wait a minute. A lot of people wrote in about the meat that you're going to eat.
Meet the family. Yeah, meat with a spelled like actual beef or whatever, meat, M-E-A-T. It's some show that they're going to do, a reality show in Britain where the people have to live with the animal that they're going to eat for a few weeks, like a little lammy or a pig or something.
And then decide if they're going to eat it.
And then if they are going to eat it, they kill it and then they have to cook it.
I'm not doing that. Like you're eating
that animal that you lived with. That'd be tough.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know my meat personally.
Right.
707 says, just be friendly all the time, Vince.
That's a good idea.
No, I agree with you, but what we're talking about here is that hugging thing and how I was sort of putting space between myself and others. I've worked with women most of my career, and what I've seen is that women are put in weird, uncomfortable situations with guys a lot. And I used to watch it with... I used to bring it up to you, right?
Mm.
This was 20-something years ago. I'd be like, that guy just kissed you on the mouth.
I'm like, what is I going to do, get in a fight with him?
But I'm like, he didn't kiss me.
Well, why would he?
Right.
You're not a hot chick.
Right.
Yeah, so no, I mean, it definitely is one of those things where you either got to be the bitch who puts her hand up, which you're not a bitch. You're just stating where your boundaries are, or you got to put up with it. And it comes off as rude when you tell someone, stop touching me. You know?
It's weird. It's a weird thing
I'm not comfortable
in business
with that.
Too, because we've certainly had very powerful women that we've partnered with where I'm not even sure if I should hug them. Where I'm like, I don't... Like Annie's an example from the Bay Club of someone who I've gotten to know very well and I didn't want to be like... Of course, she's like, get over here, give me a hug.
Right.
But, so it's fine, but I mean... I needed her.
Well, we shouldn't make these assumptions about people.
Right.
You know, if that's what your relationship becomes, then that's totally, and that's fine with both people, then that's fine. But this whole, like, thing where you touch someone or, you know, are just, like, more handsy because it's a woman, it's wrong. And women have to put up with it.
It's agreed.
It's, you know, and that's the whole thing. It's like, can't you just get along, little lady? And it's annoying. And so you come off like a bitch if you state your boundaries. When you shouldn't have to do that.
Well, and I think that's what...
You shouldn't have to state them. They should be there, and everyone should respect that.
I don't know exactly what Lassiter got in trouble for, but it sounds like based on his... We all know him as a huggy guy.
Mm-hmm.
The assumption is that, you know, some people below him were like, I don't always want to hug the big boss.
Right.
Or did he hold me longer than he held you? Huh. Or whatever that is.
Right.
It just gets weird. I could see... Anyway, 650 says, I want to go to the McCutchinsons Halloween party. Well, they have to invite you. I can't. Yeah. And it's the McCutchinsons, yeah, but whatever.
Fine.
Doesn't matter.
You can't go.
You can't.
Unless you're already on the list.
Right.
All the alphabet is taken.
Yeah. Have they done that many? Like, what is T is like the 20th letter? So have they done 20 years of these?
Not. I haven't known them 20 years, but I'll ask at the party.
Yeah, do ask if they started with letter A. And are they going to be done when they hit Z?
My guess is no. They've become very well known for their Halloween party. Mm-hmm. So
I'll have to go to AA. It'll be like Adam Ant or Auntie Anne's Pretzels.
Is it an all adults party?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Hey Sarah, I listened to that good Foo Fighters live cover yesterday after that show. That actually was Fred Schneider on vocals, not Dave Grohl.
Oh my!
Imitating him.
That's so funny. That is hilarious. Foo Fighters put out a 4-song EP over the weekend, and one of the songs is a cover of Planet Claire. And I just assumed they didn't say Fred Schneider was doing the vocals. I was like, listen to Dave Grohl doing Fred Schneider. Makes a lot more sense because that guy sounded just like Fred.
He did. Too much like him.
Yeah, exactly like him.
Right. Almost like you're making fun of him.
Right.
If you were that spot on.
Well, you can't sing a B-52 song without putting the Fred voice on. What the rock? Lobster!
You know, that dumb song used to have a dance to it because it used to play when I was in, I want to say, 5th or 6th grade. And there was a dance. Like, you'd get down on the ground and be a rock.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
I don't remember it, but there was...
It wasn't a rock. It was a rock. Lobster.
You didn't dance to that at your school dance?
I'm sure.
What about you?
No.
No?
No, not that I recall.
I'm sure they played it, but I didn't know there was a dance.
Yeah.
It must have been a SoCal thing.
Well,
yeah, there's some stuff on YouTube.
White suburb thing, maybe.
I don't know. That's funny. All right, you want to take a break?
Yep.
All right, be back in a second.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. I don't know about you guys, but I love hump day. I'll give you one guess.
You get to hump?
No, you got it wrong.
Oh, Survivor.
Survivor.
Duh.
Oh, my God.
And I'm the one always bringing up sex, huh?
Well, she's so sexual. So.
Right.
I didn't Although bring I know it up. I brought Friday. Up Survivor. It's
I know. That's the first thing I thought of. That's the first thing. Like, well, you know, Scott
your
and Vinny got me a hot
contest. Oh, really? Yeah. Fascination with Scott's butt. I mean, come on.
That is not what's going on there.
I don't know.
Anyway, I hear Lexi. Can you hear that?
I do. I hear her.
I hear an angel coming. Is that her?
Yeah, that's mm-hmm. that's her. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we're going to let her take over.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Tomorrow on the show, Suman coming to do a
he
movie review?
He is coming. I just emailed him because I needed to know what movie it was. I don't recall what it is, but I think he's coming with Corey tomorrow.
Oh, perfect. Corey is the
right.
regular
they
now.
They told us about it.
They did. It was a good one. It was something big,
what
right?
What was it?
I don't even remember what the heck's out. It is something big. Darn.
It is. It's something
See
big.
See if you can look it up. New release is 10/18.
Okay.
Darn. It is something good. Never mind. I'm thinking about the concert thing that I want to buy tickets for.
There's something good coming up.
The tickets where the Eagles come out Friday, so that I have 10/18 marked in my little brain.
Oh, we'll have more Eagles tickets too.
Yeah.
And don't forget.
Is it Maleficent?
Oh, it is Maleficent. Yeah. I think that's what he's going to.
Yeah, I think that's what it is.
Okay. The second Maleficent, the sequel.
Yeah.
The Winchester Mystery House, we're doing a live broadcast from there on Halloween, so mark your calendar, get your costume ready to go. Come on out early because the organic coo is going to do breakfast for us, and you got to get there early enough to
I'm going to try to eat all the corn dogs before you get there, so you're going to need to hurry.
Yeah, you and your corn dogs.
Hopefully they're going to bring some acai bowls.
Acai bowls! Mm-hmm, oh, and they do those chicken wraps. Mm-hmm. The you know,
yeah, they got a good breakfast menu.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yes, for you, darling. All right, have a great day.
Hump day! We'll see you on Thursday.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.